On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Rob Setter, our fabulous producer. We appreciate all of his help and hard work. Rob is making sure that as soon as an interview is completed, it's in the archive. So if you miss a couple words of an interview, you want to go back, just go to the podcast page right away, and we can have that posted for you. On the news line with us now, Nikki Batiste is calling in. She's a CBS News correspondent. I hope you have seen her often on the app and on CBS Evening News, brought to Pennsylvania for the world to see. Really, lots of reporting from New York City lately. The clergy sex abuse scandal brought it home, and boy, I'll tell you what, a poignant way like no one else really did. So, Nikki, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I should also,
my home state, Pennsylvania, which I love dearly.
Well, I should mention, and not just anywhere in Pennsylvania, right next door in Juniata County, Newport High School graduate and New York City resident now. So you know what it's like to live in a quiet rural area, and you know what it's like to typically enjoy the din of New York City. Well, I want to kind of start at the beginning here. The most recent thing that's happened to you, you are 9 months pregnant and got married within the past couple of years, so things are going well for you in New York City. Lots of folks around here know you, so you are staying well there?
Yes, thankfully CBS has been wonderful, and for the most part, you know, not for the most part now, entirely keeping me indoors, so I've been, as you know, reporting from my living room, you know, operating my live view app on my iPhone, and, you know, talking to America from here like so many correspondents. It's been really, as everyone knows, just an unbelievable time. But to be pregnant at this time, 9 months, is really, it's scary. You know, physically I feel great, but mentally it's been a bit of a roller coaster, especially here in New York, in the epicenter of it all, where the streets are empty. So when I do have to go see my doctor, I walk 5 miles round trip just to avoid anything. So yeah, it's been a trying time. And this last week, for about a week, we were told that, you know, no partners, no spouses, no one could come in the delivery room with a pregnant woman, which was pretty devastating. But I also understood, you know, I want our doctors and nurses and healthcare workers to be safe. But then Governor Cuomo changed that by signing an executive order this weekend. So there was a little relief knowing my husband could be with me. As of now, we are still planning to deliver here in our hospital in New York, which I love our doctors, but you know, it's still worrisome. I wonder, I'm due in about a month, and I wonder if by then, you know, where will this virus be? Will the doctors and nurses be okay? Will there be enough people to take care of all of us? Because so many people, as they should be, are caring for coronavirus victims along with all the other critical patients that they have. So it's been a pretty unbelievable time, and just trying to take it day by day. But thankfully, this little baby boy is kicking away and doesn't have any idea what's going on. So there's some, it's a sense of calm to know that.
Well, you have done some fabulous reporting that I think should be helpful to any woman who is pregnant. And as far as I can tell from watching it, you've delivered the good news, so to speak, that there doesn't seem to be a significant harm for mother or baby.
Yeah, the data is limited so far, but from what I've been told by numerous experts and doctors that I've spoken with, you know, it doesn't look like, from what they know so far, that the fetus, that the virus can be passed through the placenta. You know, that might change. They're looking at only about 300 pregnant women from China who delivered. So I think there's still some unease, particularly for women in early pregnancy and their first and second trimester, where the data is really non-existent, of course, because none of those women have delivered yet, so there's no way to know. So, and some of my colleagues and friends who fall in that category are really worried. And then, of course, you know, I think it's still unclear how newborns are impacted. Of course, a newborn did die in Illinois, but that case is under investigation, so it's unclear if it was entirely the virus or something else. But I think there's still a lot of concern around that. And for me, that is the biggest concern right now, is just keeping my baby safe.
What are you thinking about this as this starts? We're about to launch into a new month where so many things are shut down. You're going to bring a new life into the world. You and your husband are in your first couple years of marriage. You're in a city that is abandoned. What is sort of your awed reflection on all of this as we launch into April?
Well, personally, I just wish I could be back home in rural Pennsylvania where my family still is, and I plan to go there. We plan to go there after our baby is born, where there's fresh air and space. But honestly, it's just, to be totally honest, it doesn't feel real. New York is, I mean, the streets are empty, if you can even imagine that. And I've really been staying inside the past few days, but I had been going out to walk along the water just to get some air, and I would say 80% of the people are wearing masks, including me, as advised by my doctor, and, you know, trying to stay away from each other. And it's just pretty, it's grim. To me, it doesn't feel real still. I have a hard time processing it and just trying to take it day by day. But as a journalist, you know, we continue to work. Our jobs are vital right now, trying to inform people. You know, a lot of the news is terrible and sad. It's, we've had more than 1,000 deaths in New York State. And but it's also important to report the stories of hope. One of my colleagues, you know, told the story of a woman who was 95 in the Seattle nursing home that was so impacted, who survived, you know. So there's hope here and there. And I think what's been most powerful, actually, for me in New York, just last night at 7 p.m., and I think this will be daily, everyone opens their windows and starts cheering and yelling to thank all the healthcare workers and the essential workers and the doctors and the nurses. And the few cars on the street were honking their horns. So that was pretty powerful to see last night, to first have New York City be so quiet and suddenly to hear a celebration of everyone that's doing really critical work in an extremely dangerous time.
Says one of the essential workers, people bringing factual information to people via CBS News and your reporting. So thank you very much for your service in what can be at times a risky situation. Give
Thank
us
you.
A glimpse of New York City, what it used to look like and what it looks like today. Paint that sort of strange picture.
Well, normally when I walk down the street of New York, I'm frustrated by the crowded sidewalks. There's a ton of traffic, you know. There are lines everywhere. I live right in the middle of the city, and in fact, by CBS News, not far from Central Park. The park is packed. And now it is, I mean, when I say it's empty, I mean, I walked 2.5 miles to my hospital the other day, and I probably passed 5 people. That's no exaggeration. So, which is just unbelievable to see. So it's gone from, you know, a bustling, active, jam-packed, car-packed, people-packed, loud, cars honking, noisy city to a nearly completely empty, quiet city, and the only sound you really hear, which is really sort of sums it up during the day, are sirens of ambulances, and that's really difficult to hear.
In the past month, everybody has probably had that moment where they get that pit in their stomach and they say to themselves or out loud, it just got real. In the past 30 days, when did that moment happen for you?
It got pretty real for me when I heard one of our colleagues was on a ventilator about a week ago, Maria Mercator, who I work with closely. She worked in the department, talent department, so she was one of my cheerleaders and protectors. And she did pass away Sunday, which I think for all of us at CBS News and for me, like, that was really the moment where, you know, when it hits home like that, It can't not be real at that point. I think it felt surreal for me, but that really was the moment where I thought, wow, you know, this is bad. It's particularly bad right now in the city. You know, we have to wait and see how bad it gets here and across the country, but losing a close colleague was pretty gut-wrenching.
Right. We were familiar with her. She occasionally was a producer for some of our newscasts, so her name was not unfamiliar to us. I, truth be told, I didn't know what she looked like until this stories over the weekend, but honestly, we sensed the loss as well. I think you're going to find this strange, but if you go around here, you can run into people who will say, it's a hoax. We shouldn't have to lock down. The governor overstepped his bounds. Hospitals will be fine. And climate change isn't real. What's your reaction when you hear that? And when you come down here with your baby in the month ahead, you're going to hear that. You know, like, what the heck just happened around the world? We all got bamboozled. What's your reaction when you hear that? And maybe you hear it elsewhere too.
Yeah, well, first I say, well, we will quarantine for probably about 3 weeks before we come to Pennsylvania, just to protect not only the Pennsylvanians, but also my own parents who fall in the high-risk category. But I say to those people, come to New York City, go to a hospital. There are many, many huge trucks that are freezers holding hundreds of bodies. So if you don't believe it, I think that's probably, you know, difficult to refute. And there has, in some of our reporting, in fact, last night on the CBS Evening News, we showed some of those images. We didn't show bodies, of course, would be distasteful, but, you know, that's a real scene. So it's very real. Come to New York City, and there's no way you can deny it.
All right, and there are people around here that are fully respectful of your reporting and are bracing themselves and are heeding advice and listening to learned medical professionals like the ones that you've interviewed and like sound information about what we can do to be ready. What are some of the best two or three things you've learned in the past month and a half that can help us to be ready and to try to stay well?
Well, I do think that staying inside as much as possible, granted everyone needs to get outside to get some air, and as far as we know, this isn't an airborne virus. Hopefully that's correct. So I say stay inside. Listen to the advice. The CDC knows what they're talking about. That there has been some data from a company that was reported by the New York Times yesterday, and the governor seemed to agree with, based on his own statistics here, that social distancing does seem to be working, and some of the flu, the fevers of people are starting to decline. So they feel that social distancing is starting to work. So I think physically that's vital. I think also, you know, unless you feel pretty sick, try to refrain from going to a hospital. I think that we need to try to keep the hospital beds available for the people that are really sick. So try to gauge how you're feeling and how critical it is. And I think just three, to breathe. I mean, I don't think there's anyone that isn't impacted by this in some way, whether it's financially, emotionally, a loved one, themselves, that they're worried about. So I think it's just, you have to breathe and take things one day at a time. And maybe the silver lining someday is that none of us will take some of the things we did for granted anymore. And hopefully we'll all have, at least this is what my colleagues and I talk about, a new perspective.
Well, yeah, nothing changed forever was the CBS program we ran over the weekend. And, yeah, very, very true from Gil Gross. So we appreciated his coverage in that unique way that he can do it. I'll give you an additional comment. Anything else you would like to add? Central Pennsylvania's tuned in, so please, what's else on your mind, Nikki?
I miss Pennsylvania. I'd much rather be there right now, and if I weren't pregnant, I probably would be. So I just say, you know, to everyone in Pennsylvania, I know it's hit Pennsylvania pretty badly, too. I watch the numbers there closely because I'm worried about my own family and everyone there. But I just say, you know, we have to, whether or not you think this is serious or real, or whether or not you think the measures being taken are too extreme, I just think we have to listen to what they are, because it can't hurt. It can't hurt anyone, you or your fellow Pennsylvanians or New Yorkers or Americans, to stay inside. It's just really right now the best way we can help each other. And I can't say it enough, as someone who is sitting in an apartment in New York City, unable really to go out right now because we're in the middle of the worst of this. So please just, I think we just have to please protect each other. And a big shout out in Central Pennsylvania. Thank you for supporting my work. I appreciate it.
Well, heard loud and clear. And while I was sitting here, we got a text from a ICU nurse who works up at Geisinger who said, thank her for two things. One, the clergy sex abuse coverage. It's obviously that you started out covering a story that you eventually dug deeply in and obviously cared deeply for the victims. And secondly, thank you for the coverage of the pregnancy topic. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I just want to say thank you to her right now. I mean, an ICU nurse is one of those critical jobs at the moment. So we thank her. And please stay safe, everyone.
All right. Stay in touch. Nikki Batiste from New York City. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
It's Nikki Batiste, CBS News correspondent, Newport High School graduate, New York resident. One of the big stories she's been covering, not the least of which is the impending birth of her first son.